The high power distance of Colombians could have created frustration on the part of the first officer because the captain failed to show the kind of clear, if not autocratic, decision-making expected in high power distance cultures. The first and second officers may have been waiting for the captain to make decisions, but still may have been unwilling to pose alternatives. Klotz sees himself as a subordinate. It's not his job to solve the crisis. It's the captain's, and the captain is exhausted and isn't saying anything. Then there's the domineering Kennedy Airport air traffic controllers ordering the planes around. Klotz is trying to tell them that he's in trouble. But he's using his own cultural language, speaking as a subordinate would to a superior. The controllers, though, aren't Colombian. They're low-power distance New Yorkers. They don't see any hierarchical gap between themselves and the pilots in the air, and to them, mitigated speech from a pilot doesn't mean the speaker is being appropriately deferential to a superior. It means that the pilot doesn't have a problem. There is a point in the transcript where the cultural miscommunication between the controllers and Klotz becomes so evident that it is almost painful to read. It's the last exchange between Avianca and the control tower, just minutes before the crash. Klotz has just said, "I guess so, thank you very much," in response to the controller's question about their fuel state. Captain Cavietis then turns to Klotz.